pass those little silver plates in toward the center aisle, and the kids will pick them up on their way back. And children, I want to remind you that as you return to your seat here today, after listening to Susan, pick up those silver plates with the offering. That is a little offering that we take every week to support Roseburg Junior Academy. Susan Williams has a children's story.
Good morning. I have to tell you, I heard what Sayuti said, but seeing all of you, it's really hard not to touch you. This morning, I want to share with you an experience that my husband and I had during the summer just a few months ago. It was evening and we had come down to the church to make a food delivery to some of our church family. And when we got here, one of the family had forgot that they were supposed to pick up their food. So we called them and they said, oh, we forgot. We're having worship. Now, I think that was God's plan and you'll see why. Because we needed to go home a different way than we would have went had they met us here. So we made arrangements to meet them on our way home, and we met them in a parking lot that was down by the Fish Ladder parking lot. You know where that sat? By the Winchester Bridge, the Fish Ladder. And we visited with them a short amount of time, and it was getting late, and we needed to go home. So we drove down the road, past the road, to the college. And as we came into the intersection, the small intersection there that takes you to the freeway, my husband realized that someone had lost their wallet in the road. It had opened up, and everything was strewn all over the road. Now, it was a pretty quiet intersection, especially that time of night, so he was able to pull over, and between the two of us, we were able to get out and pick up everything that had come out of the wallet. Oh, thank you so much. And we didn't have a phone number for the young gal whose wallet it was, but we had her name and address. Thank you, sweetheart. And so we thought, we'll just take it to her house because it's just down the road. And that's what we did. Now, by the time we got there, it was dark. And we knocked on our door. Guess what? Nothing. You're right. She was not home. We thought, now what are we going to do? We can't leave the wallet there. It wasn't safe. So we wrote her a note and left our name and phone number and ask her to call us. And we thought, surely she's missing her wallet. Maybe she's out looking for it. We don't know, but surely she'll call us. So we waited a few hours. Guess what? Nothing. All night, nothing. The next day, no call. The next day, no call. Now we were praying and racking our brains, trying to figure out a way to get a hold of this young woman. Hello. Who was missing her wallet. And I think God gave my husband this idea. He figured out a way to get a hold of someone who knew the young woman, and hopefully she would call us. And within 10 minutes, that's what she did. She called us. Now, usually if somebody finds your wallet, you're going to be kind of freaked out that they've got your wallet, right? She wasn't. She was camping on the coast. She didn't even know her wallet was missing. We were sure that she had put it on top of her car when she was getting ready and getting in the car and just forgot and drove off with it. So she said that she would meet us on Sunday when she got back. Now, if that had been my wallet, I would have been beating the road home to get it. But she wasn't concerned. So Sunday came, and she didn't meet us. She called us and said, oh, her car had broken down, but she was borrowing a friend's, and so she would meet us the next day. Next day came, didn't get a call. And I'm thinking, what's going on with this girl? She had no idea what danger she could have been in. We could have stolen her identity. We could have wiped out her bank account. Now, we wouldn't have done that, but we had the means to do it, and somebody else who had found it might have done that. And I think that's why God had us find the wallet, because he knew it would be safe with us. So finally, we made contact with her again, and I found out she had been in town and still hadn't come to get her wallet. But she was going to a vet appointment, so she was now ready to get her wallet. So I met her and we gave it to her. But you know, when that happened, I thought, wow, that's the way it is in this world. And sometimes that's the way it is with even us Christians. We are so busy having fun in this world and enjoying what we're doing that we don't realize is that we are in a big danger of missing the signs of Jesus coming. Those signs are happening right now. They're going on. Some of them have already happened. So I want to encourage you guys, when you go home today, gather your family together and read Matthew chapter 24. It tells the signs that Jesus talked about his coming. Because Jesus doesn't want to take just big people to heaven. He wants to take boys and girls to heaven when he comes too. Would you guys like that? Would you like to go? Yeah, me too. That girl, she didn't realize that we were doing everything to find her. And sometimes we don't realize that God is doing everything to get our attention too. So let's have prayer. And then you guys can pick up the offering. And thank you for listening. Are you ready? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you so much that you are doing everything to get our attention, that you so badly want us to go home with you when you come. We ask that you would help us to be ready, help us to keep alert, to pay attention to the signs that you have given us in your word, and be ready for your coming, and to help others also. Thank you for each of these beautiful boys and girls. Father, we pray that they also will be looking and be ready. In your name, Jesus, amen.
Scripture reading this morning is found in Genesis chapter 40, verse 23, and I'm reading out of the New King James. Yet the chief butler did not remember Joseph, but forgot him.